Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Dean Phelps, Shannon Madrell, and One Lane Bridge. This is Red Barn Radio.
Drawing water from the well and spilling over on the grass. Walking home, my heart is filled with pain. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And as I wander through the trees, I'm picking up the windy leaves. I wonder where sleeping now. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. You go your way, my love. And may the way that you will never ever wear. Looking daily for you, I do prepare.
You go your way, my love.
You go your way,
my love.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Renee Collins, speaking with One Lane Bridge.
I have had such a great time getting to know you all over the past few weeks. We got to see you on St. Patrick's Day, actually.
It was a great day for the wearing of the green.
Yes, it was.
And all kinds of shenanigans, but we had a great time.
Oh, we're just so grateful. And we couldn't pick a more perfect date for our debut. It took place at Sláinte Public House in Georgetown. It's a traditional Irish pub that's located in the old house. So we were performing in the front room. So we had our dear friends filled the room, and then we had people sitting on the floor on the rug, people spilling into the adjacent rooms and standing in the doorway. So it's just very informal, very intimate. One of our friends, we considered the highest praise. He said, "I was mesmerized by you two for the whole 2 hours, and I felt like I was somewhere in Ireland or England or south of France, even not 50 miles out of Lexington." So that was just a really cool experience. Yes.
Shannon, you were there, and they called you out of the audience to present your songs, and what was that experience like for you?
I love it. When I said that, you know, you're dealing with emotionally mature musicians when they're willing to share the spotlight with you on their debut gig,
yes.
You know you're dealing with people with a big heart and big spirit, and I meant that.
Yes.
I just absolutely loved every single bit of it, and I write and sing music of myth, magic, and imagination.
My one love said to me, "My mother won't mind, and me father won't slight Then she placed her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair. And fondly I watched her move here and move there. And she made her way homeward with one star awake, as the swans in the moved over the lake. The people they did say the two ne'er were wed, but one held a sorrow that never was shed, 'cause she made her way homeward with her goods and her gear. And that was the last time that I saw my dear. Last night she came to me, she came softly in, so softly she came, her feet made no din, and she laid her hand on me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, till our wedding day.
And one of the things we knew right away was when we love music, we also have friends that love music. There's not always an opportunity for people to get up and share what they do outside of their home. I've been involved in projects, you know, for years where people have their friends come up and play a song or two. And it makes everybody just feel greater about the whole experience. Mm-hmm. Part of the vision of our one-lane bridge, what does that mean? You know, it's a narrow thing that you can only cross slowly one direction at a time. So the way life kind of beats you up and is an interstate, it's a soul food experience. It's not just, you know, guitars and songs and stuff. One thing I'm real proud of these two ladies, a few months ago, we were at Common Grounds, and this young man approached us about he wanted to propose to his, at the time, girlfriend. Wanted to do the song Find Somebody to Love by Queen. So long story short, over a very condensed 2 weeks time, there were two musicians and seven or eight singers. We got together, put this thing together. So the couple walks in, and the guitar player and the keyboard player, they're just kind of lounging it out, you know, completely not obvious. A couple of us are in the restaurant chairs, and they sit down and start their deal, and Richard, the guitar player, comes over and starts playing the opening part to the song, and, you know, Miriam just kind of looks at him and kind of looks around, and Ruvim, her not yet fiance, is just playing dumb, you know. But the beauty of it was we got to do this song as a gift to them with these young new friends. A ton of love went into that evening. She said yes, but we had a B plan, because we asked what if she doesn't say yes. The young lady that was a friend of both of theirs was with Ruvim when he was telling us. He goes, oh, she's going to say yes. If she doesn't say yes, keeping in the vein of Queen, we'll just go into Another One Bites the Dust.
There we go.
No, we didn't have to do that. But it was a really neat, special thing. So, you know, the three of us were part of that. Some other friends came in. And it's something that this young couple will remember for the rest of their lives. Heck, so will we.
Горела сосна, палала, горела сосна, палала, под ёю девка стояла, под ёю девка стояла. Горела сосна, палала, под ёю девка стояла, под ёю девка стояла. Под ёю девка стояла, под ёю девка стояла, русую косу часала, русую косу часала. Под ёю девка стояла, русую косу часала, русую косу часала. Ой, косы, косы, вы мои, ой, косы, косы, вы мои, долго служили вы мяне, долго служили вы мяне. Ой, косы, косы, вы мои, долго служили вы мяне, долго служили вы мяне. Ой, боль служить не будете, ой, боль служить не будете, под белый вянок пойдете, под белый вянок пойдете. Ой, боль служить не будете, под белый вянок пойдете, под белый вянок пойдете. Под белый вянок, под хустку, под белый вянок, под хустку. Ой, не пойду я за дружку, ой, не пойду я за дружку. Под белый вянок, под хустку, ой, не пойду я за дружку, ой, не пойду я за дружку. Горела сосна, палала, горела сосна, палала, под ёю девка стояла, под ёю девка стояла. Горела сосна, палала, под ёю девка стояла, под ёю девка стояла.
I've had this guitar for years. For the longest time, I hadn't had strings changed on it. And so essentially, I just didn't know where to go, who to ask to help me take care of my baby, Taylor. I was essentially playing dead strings. And then one night, it was my first open mic. I came on stage and played two songs with the dead strings, and then I came down, and there I had two friends there, were mutual friends, and this man came in, and they introduced me to him, and it turned out that he was a guitar tech, a luthier. He built guitars. It was just, oh my gosh, I'm a master manifester. I think of something, and then the next day he shows up. So that's how we met, and Mike offered to work on my guitar. I let him keep it overnight. He insisted on me keeping his 12 string overnight as collateral, as he would put it. I didn't need that gesture. I trusted him enough through our mutual friends, but he still insisted. And so he did a beautiful job on my guitar. And then overnight, I played his 12 string. First off, I was just stunned, surprised that I could play a 12 string guitar. I thought they were set up very differently. By the way, my main instrument is piano. I grew up playing. I'm a classically trained pianist. Guitar is my second instrument. And we were texting back and forth, and he said, well, for what's it worth, this is the first night my 12 string is away in someone else's hands for the night. Thought, okay, let me record something and send his way. So I recorded You Go Your Way, My Love, the first song that we sang together. And he responds, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. We have to do something, we have to do things together musically.
Walking all the day, your tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver wing they fly, they know the call of freedom in the breast. So black head against the sky, where twisted rocks stay, round unto the sea, leaving mountain shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland, talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay, sharing jokes and news, singing songs to pass the night away. Saw the Galway salmon run like silver dancing, darting in the sun, leaving on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland, drinking all the day, and old pubs were feedless, like to play. Someone touched the bow, he played a reel that seemed so grand and gay. Walking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light, lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn your blue sky, leaving on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
I would like to thank our guests Dean Phelps and One Lane Bridge for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production, and the original music of Whitney Akey with Ray Adams performing each week here at Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Once again, let's hear it for Dean Phelps and One Lane Bridge.
There are stars in the southern sky. Seven bridges roll.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Dean, Shannon, Tatiana, and Mike for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.